This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Main power to maximum. Biogenic generator engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes! Yes!
It's time for the...
And it is. By God, and we're live today.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Hanger dogs are listening to us.
Good deal.
That's right. We got... Should we rag on them at all?
Well, I was a little late getting over here because... I had to shovel all that snow off the driveway.
Yeah, right. It's terrible down here.
Yeah,
terrible.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Well, I did notice that I got a note from the corporate sponsor.
Yeah.
Apparently... They're sending a finger breaker, leg breaker person over here.
Just because you're voodoo cursed.
Yes, my voodoo. Well, my Jamaican friend, you know, right. put another one on there because for a variety of reasons we'll talk about that.
Right,
my
right.
God.
You know. Do we have any new listeners?
Oh, yes. Yes, well, I don't know all of them, but we have a ton. By the way, this is the first broadcast, or netcast, whatever you want to call it.
Of 2007.
2007, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's, what is today, the 6th? January 6th. We got listeners from Japan, Ukraine, and we've got, and we, of course, Hanger Dogs are listening live, but, I don't know who else. The usual.
We had Vanessa.
Well, Vanessa, yes. We got a really nice note from Vanessa. That was great.
Something about somebody calling libertarians losertarians.
Losertarians. Well, I wrote her a note back, and we had talked about this previously. She apparently had been accosted or at some party or something.
Right.
Besides trying to pick her up. You know, they used the wrong line on her, obviously. But the deal was... They said, if you vote for libertarians...
Throwing
your vote away. And we've addressed this previously on many occasions.
Well, let's address it again.
Okay. Simple fact is, if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you vote...
You still get in?
You still get screwed in the... You bend over, here it is, up your butt.
You still get Dr. Evil.
That's right. You still get Dr. Evil. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm putting my pinky in my... Curl pinky in my corner of my mouth now. At least with the libertarians, it's...
Send a message.
You're sending a message that says... None of the above.
Right.
A pox on all your houses.
I like that. None of the above.
Well, there are some places that want to actually put that on the ballot. But at any rate, not only are you sending a message that a pox on both your houses, I don't like what you are saying, but by voting libertarian, you're saying, in addition to the fact that I don't like you, I am voting for a smaller, if existed at all, government. Lower, smaller taxes, less government, and so forth. So the message is clear, and as that message gets larger and larger... At the very least, the two major evil parties will have to pander to it at one level or another. So anyway, that's...
And again, because there's only a few... In other words, if, like, let's say twice the population comes out to vote for libertarian this time, even though it's a low number, it's still a 100% increase.
That's right.
And
exactly.
So it shows a much stronger message. And
exactly.
They look at that.
Exactly. As you know, there's liars, dime liars, and statistics and so forth, but you're absolutely right. If one libertarian votes in one election and two vote in the next, you have a 100% increase.
That's right.
And that's big. Right. And that's the way you tout it. Mm-hmm. You don't give the actual... In that particular case, you don't give the actual numbers.
Right.
You give the percentage increase. So that was what I...
Goals.
Yes, which is Christ. And Patty sent us a note from, she's always very nice, sent us a note from Ocala, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. That had to do with the obesity thing. And John also sent us a note. Let's see, what was his note about? I forget. I don't know. Anyway, we've got to get his stuff. But what I did want to say.
Way to prepare there.
Yeah, well,
James Doan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, we're missing today two people. What's the story on them? Do you have any idea? They dropped off the face of the earth. They had probably are following the snow plows in here.
That's probably right.
They probably couldn't get through all the snow to get over here.
Right.
And the So that's they'll be here later when the snowplows get through, I guess.
Right.
It's what it's supposed to be, 80
it's
degrees.
It's nasty out there.
It's nasty out there.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons it's so nasty is it's a little overcast, and instead of I think the temperature only went up to 74, 75 today. We're projected to go to 80.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, to melt the snow.
Right.
True dat. That's right. So we're waiting. We're waiting for them to get here. The other thing is, I had it on my mind here. Don't tell me. Okay, dead air. I'll go through the list here, and then I'll remember what. Oh, I know what it was. The coffee mugs,
mm-hmm.
Coffee cups, etc.
Right.
Want to thank the Hanger Dogs for those.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of things that came to note on that. One, you did notice that one of the unauthorized versions of the Jimmy Doan coffee cup sold for what?
$162.50
on eBay. Can you imagine? I mean,
I did some math.
Did you?
Yeah, I figured if we went ahead and got a gross of 144 and they all went for about 150 bucks a piece, we'd make like $20,000.
This is good. Well, now I have an alternative
to our donation pot.
This is the thing. We have decided they were kind enough. I think this is a total guilt trip, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
They sent us some more of the of the unauthorized.
And they zapped the box.
They zapped the box, of course, with the Hanger Dogs all over it, right? But we have some we can send out to our loyal listeners. These will be the authorized unauthorized version.
That's right.
And we will do something to them to make them authorized, not telling what. But so anybody that writes in and sends us their address will get one. Now,
mm-hmm.
there is one small caveat.
Mm-hmm.
In order to ensure...
First come, first serve basis?
Well, not quite.
Uh-huh.
Almost.
Almost?
What you have to do, the best way to have for expedited delivery, like before the sun goes cold...
Before the earth turns to ice,
is to go to the donation button and make an appropriate donation. And this, you'd be surprised how that will expedite
the shipping.
Yeah, we're total whores when this comes to this. Total whores. And with this, now remembering, of course, mm-hmm. that the one on eBay went for 150.
Yeah, 162.50.
162.50. So we're not suggesting
that you make.
That you make
that
anything quite
donation.
That large, yeah, quite that small, because these are the unauthorized version. And so that's we're, you know, we just a word to the wise should be sufficient in this mm-hmm. particular case.
Sounds good to me, Jimmy.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So anyway, moving on. The list. Yes. I want to talk a little bit about education today, which is always it's funny because there's a national story and a local story about education. The mail. I wish that Counselor was here. We want to talk about the mail opening authority that Bush has done. He opened
my mail.
Yeah, he did.
Box cuttered your mail.
We're still working on that.
I got a nice letter from them, and we'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute too. We got a thing on the GAO study on childhood obesity. Now, not that we want to talk about childhood obesity so much as I want to talk about the nature of the report. It's a hoot. Typical government stuff. Elder care depletes the cost of a generation. This is I'm going to have to take care of my mother-in-law, which I've already done. Let me just see here. Oh, the Che Guevara thing.
Mm-hmm.
Target.
Walmart.
Was it Walmart?
Yeah, I think it was.
Nope, Target Corp.
Target Corp.
Removed the DVDs or CDs or whatever it is from their shelf.
As well they should,
by God. Fahrenheit
451, baby.
That's it. Of course, the Democrats took over.
Yes.
Big news, and we're going to talk about the
mothership hanging over our studio.
That's right. That's right. This may be our last podcast. We don't know. First and last of the year. That's right. So they we're talking a little bit about the ethics reforms. Oh, it's a good deal. Counselor Curtis finally showed up.
Streaking in here at the last minute.
Well, the first minute, at any rate.
All
first
right,
couple
well,
minutes.
It pulls Mike up. There you go.
There you go. So anyway,
everybody.
By the way, that package over there is for you, my son. At any rate, the deal is that we got plenty to talk about today. What my microphone just went crazy. What happened here? Maybe because counselors came on.
We want to
have counselor weigh in, obviously, on the opening the mail.
Got it.
Check. Got it.
Yeah, check.
Okay. Suddenly I'm sounding echoey for some
reason.
Yeah,
I know.
What happened here? Airline employees saw a UFO.
Yep.
And was it a UFO?
Yes.
Yes. For sure.
No question.
But I did want to talk about the ethics reforms that are coming down and what this means to us, which I could tell you in a word, nothing. Mm-hmm. So, but we're going to describe how it's going about and when, what the as they call it all the time, the MSM, the mainstream media, which is, of course, when you're in a 24-hour news cycle. The one nice thing that we've got here on the Jimmy Doan Show is we only do a couple hours a week, so we can put what's necessary in those 2 hours, and we don't have to jibber-jabber too much, although we do, too much, in order to just to fill up airspace.
Right. We can condense the whole week down.
And next into... week, too, because we're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
We are so ahead of the curve. I am echoing like crazy through my headphones for some reason.
Well, you know, if I had brought the check in from the car, I could have checked, you're right, and you wrote you a check, and then if I checked again...
Nothing I can do about it right now.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right, moving along. Let's see. Oh, where's my list? Okay, love it. Do you want to talk about a... I'm going to talk quickly about the education system, and then we're going to move on to the opening of the mail. You saw the little skit. They immediately, it was on the late night show, so I'll mention that in just a second. School takeover gaining support. This was... I grew up in Washington, D.C., so this actually had some small little tie, if you want to call it, to my youth. The... 58,000 people in the Washington, D.C. school system. People don't realize Washington, D.C., not being a state, is run by Congress, essentially. They do have a measure of home rule, but they have a failing school system. It's probably the worst school system in the nation behind New Jersey. I'm not sure. But the deal is that they spend a fortune, as they do in Washington, D.C., on everything, because there's tons of money up there. They spend a fortune on education, and they get nothing for it. They have the world's... worst education system, worst failure rate. So the mayor, the new mayor up there, has decided to take over the school system. This has happened before in some other large cities, and he wants to be able to essentially dictate to the various schools. He wants to take it over and have the principals, for instance, have more power to hire and fire teachers and so forth.
He's going to fix it. So are they going to give him special powers?
Yes, they are going to give him special powers. However, let me just see here what it says. However, these powers that he will not have, and this is not a given by any long measure at all, is the elected school board would remain in control of such functions as standardized testing and teacher certification. So the program is doomed. Doomed, mind you. If they're in charge of teacher certification, they're doomed.
Well, the first thing that I think of when I hear this is the road to serfdom. When in the chapter in the road to serfdom, when it gets to the point of where they say, the officials aren't doing a good job, and so they throw up their hands and they hire a strong man, and they empower the strong man to make sweeping changes, and then they do, but yet not necessarily to the benefit of the people.
Right. Well, not only that, as we've seen before, and one of my most favorite, prescient, cogent movies, if we ever get a chance to rent this, is Missouri Breaks.
And what happens in that?
This is Marlon Brando, and what happened is the town hired a gunfighter to come in and clean up the town, and you know, wasn't
he
too
turned
long.
Out
That's
to
right.
be the bad
Guess
guy.
What? They finally had to get him. I mean, it was, you know, and again, this is so typical. I mean, this is a very cogent movie. If you ever get a chance, it's a cult movie as far as I'm concerned. Missouri Breaks, and Jack Nicholson is in that one too, and Marlon Brando. So it's really a fabulous.
He's good.
It's a western. Anyway, the deal is, of course, this is so typical though of government stuff. The Hangar Dogs, by the way, said we're sounding fine, so there is
good.
No. The elected school board would remain in control. It looks like he's going to get the control, this guy Fenty. But, of course, they're going to hold public hearings before they make the vote on whether he gets to take it over or not, or to what extent his plan is going to be implemented. And, of course, the public hearings, as you well know, are usually populated by the special interest groups. And in a public hearing, if you get 50 or 100 people that are aligned and can shout loud enough, they'll get their way. This is a typical example of small vocal minority, as always. And so
Why do you think that the teacher certification is going to be so important in terms of if he doesn't have control of those, the program is doomed to fail?
Because then the teachers, there's no teachers are going to get fired. The bad ones won't get fired. He says the principals are going to be able to fire them, but I can tell you, with the teacher certification is the opposite end of this. The simple fact is the teacher certification is mercantilist. It is mercantilist, but it's what do they have? Guild. It's like a guild. It's like the attorneys and the doctors. It is a bunch of hoops that almost have nothing to do with education that you have to go through in order to get your teacher certification. And I'm reading the email here from Hanger Dogs. I'm sorry. It's distracting. These guys are the bums.
Part of their evil plan.
I know, it's part of their evil plan to destroy the Jimmy Jones Show so that the Hanger Dog Show will then rise the pie. Although I did get a note from Stitch that said the most downloaded show
was the Jimmy Doan show.
Was the Jimmy Doan Collector's Edition when I was out there,
right,
when Jimmy was out there at the Hanger Dog, which you'd expect.
Of course.
Duh. So anyway, the if his proposals were approved, he would have unprecedented power as the city's chief executive to bring long-awaited improvements to an unwieldy school bureaucracy that has befuddled numerous superintendents, school board members, and mayors. One of the things, the problem is everyone's in charge and no one's in charge, typical of government, no responsibility, no accountability, and they want to bring
it down. Change that? Yeah.
Pardon me? Yeah, it's not going to change a thing.
Who's in charge of the salaries?
The salaries, let me just see here. Good question. I am sure. I don't know. Good question. I don't know that. But I did notice this much, that Fenty's proposal, and I don't have the line here because this page is so yellow-lined I can't pick out the most important ones. The main thing, one of the main proponents of his proposal is to raise teacher salaries. Again. So who tells how much they get paid? I don't know.
Well, it's him. I mean, that's what control means. If they're going to put him in charge,
right,
that means he's going to hire a bunch of people, pay them extra. He's going to pump some money into the failing system,
right,
and try to shore it up.
One of the reasons that he is going to get this is he has an independent commission called the Parthenon Group. It's a management consulting firm that spent 2 months interviewing 60 stakeholders in D.C. public schools, including educators and parents. And they came up and they said the school system is in a state of emergency. And we know that.
We've been saying that.
We've been saying that for years. Anybody knows that. The problem, of course, is that the superintendent of schools reports to the school board, the mayor, the city council, and Congress. As you know, Congress runs the city. So there's no accountability here because there's too many chiefs. As always, though, and this won't be the first time today, or the last time today, you go to the last sentence in the article, which should be the least important, but it tells you something. But the report said steady progress has been made in several big cities. They looked at some other large cities where the mayors have taken over. Steady progress has been made in several big cities where mayors have taken over. Boston, for instance, the average tenure of this is the important thing that came out of this. The average tenure of the superintendent increased from 3.3 to 10.8 years. In Chicago, the number of elementary students passing a state reading test rose by 6. That's 6, not 60, 6% from 1998 to 2002. Now, what they don't tell you is that it rose by 6%. Yeah, that's from like 30 to 36 or something. I don't know what the number is. But the bottom line is the big deal is the tenure of the superintendent.
Right.
Nothing in here about what matters. I mean, this is doomed, mind you, to failure. So that brings us...
Well, and that's the other problem is that if he's a... if they put him in charge of the entire school system,
right?
Yeah, okay. He's got a shot if they get the Philosopher King guy to do it.
Philosopher King,
but,
I love it.
But if he fails, he's going to fail spectacularly.
58,000.
It's going to be Cato.
It's going to be. That's right. The thing about it is, and you're right. All these. Every time I've seen a proposal come down the pike, and locally here, this is the same thing. It's 5 and 10 year plans. Well, I got a newsflash for you. 5 and 10 year plans mean that there's. From the fifth grade to 10th grade. Right, exactly. There's from the fifth grade to the 10th grade are total failures for the between those 5 and 10 years. I mean, or from the people that enter in the fifth grade until they graduate, they know nothing. And you can tell them.
We'll get it right the next time.
Yeah, right. They don't understand.
That in 10 years, they'll all be nanobots.
Well, that's a good thing, too, I suppose. there is something to be said. There was another article I read about the kids today who are text messaging back and forth,
right,
are way beyond older people that are half my age, mm-hmm, that have no clue what's going on.
Right.
And there's good news and bad news about that. They are circumventing the system, mm-hmm, which will be a good thing. Of course, they're uneducated. But in the long run, you know, little of the, the 1984, but the, God, I can't remember the, Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies. Hello, look, I'm an old person, for God's sake. Lord of the Flies, the kids take
I was just about to say that. Oh,
it means something.
It
okay,
does?
Okay. What? To the people that are listening,
oh,
it might mean something. I'll explain it later.
Okay.
Okay, I've lost my train of thought totally.
No problem. I'll take it over.
Okay, good.
This is the Eric Elm.
Yeah, wait. It's right. What happened to Jack Rhodes? The Jack Rhodes Show is supposed to be.
Jack Rhodes Show. Ah, well, Jack's going to be disappointed to be listening later. There were some new laws that did get passed in 2007.
Hard to believe. A lot of them now.
I'm sorry. They didn't get passed. They start
a lot of that stuff. You're right. Isn't it true that a lot of times they'll pass those laws in order to, I guess, so that the people that pass the laws can get out of Dodge or lose the election and get out of Dodge. They don't take effect until January 1st.
Right.
Okay. And so, for example,
fun stuff too.
I'll bet.
Oh yeah. Like, here's a great one. This is a new federal law. Travelers must carry passport now to go to Canada, Mexico, or the Caribbean. No more just birth certificate and picture ID.
Really?
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this.
So, name on underwear?
Nope. That doesn't count. No, not at all. Foot Locker with your, you know,
initials
etched in it with your pocket knife does not count anymore.
So, birth certificate, no good.
No good. They spit on your birth certificate.
They spit, woo. And we spit back and then be arrested. Okay,
right.
Cavity search. No, the question I have is, so if you're just leaving the country.
Never coming back.
You can't.
No, it's a prison now. You have to have a passport to leave.
Because the country won't let you in when you get there.
Right, in or
so
out.
So they prevent the airline from taking you over there.
Well, we had that happen, remember, one time. One time with Mrs. Jimmy.
Right. Turks and Caicos.
We were getting ready to leave the country. And
she decided passport.
Yeah, what's
to
that
go
for?
Where?
Yeah. Turks and Caicos. Didn't that up in North Carolina?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the geography lesson.
Right. Yeah, this is an island over in Bahamas, sort of. Anyway, yeah. So that's a nice little treat there. And, you know, it was kind of interesting. I was thinking about it the
Canada.
Other day. Canada.
Passport.
Yes, Canada.
I mean, they a lot of them speak
English,
eh?
Yeah, pretty much, eh? So, yeah, no Canada anymore. I was just thinking about it the other day. It's pretty astounding to think that if George Washington showed up on the beach tomorrow, he wouldn't be allowed in his own country.
No, that's true.
Unless he was from Cuba.
Oh, that's right, from
then
Cuba.
Be Jorge Washington.
Jorge. That's right, exactly right. Hey, Jorge Washington.
Then, of course, they blast his wooden boat out of the water.
That's true, too. That's
George
true.
Was born here, though.
George Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, he's in Virginia.
But if he showed up on the beach today.
In other words, if, for instance, he marched, as he did, into Canada.
Mm-hmm. He'd have to have his passport.
To get back, right. Even though with an
or
army.
Leave
of course,
now.
Of course, he had an army. That's right.
Right.
Can you imagine? He's standing there with 5,000, 10,000 people in the back of him getting ready to go up to Canada.
And the TSA or whatever's up there. I don't know. I think you need some more papers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Papers, please. No, this is the start of something not good if you can't leave the country.
Without a passport.
Ooh. Well,
that's because they have control of the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about if you want to walk across the border?
You still need a passport.
I mean, I'm going to... Well, there's, of course, fortunately, there's still a bunch of places where you can...
Well, that's the other country,
up in Canada.
That would be Canada. I think you could probably leave. If Canada didn't care, you probably cruise...
Let's just do a field trip.
Let's try it. Yes, yeah. Field trip.
Okay. If we have any listeners in, like, Fargo...
Yeah, you know...
Not today.
Why not?
It's a little nippy up there today. Well. I think I'll
take your snowmobile.
Yeah. Snowmobile? You got to be kidding me. How
your
about your giant plow?
Snowcat.
That's right.
So anyway, 15 states passed tighter laws to open accounts in your name. In other words, it makes it harder to open a bank account. It's harder.
Wait, say that again?
15 states passed tighter laws to be able to open an account in your own name.
So you like if you want to open up one for your kids?
Yeah, in other words, they're asking for more papers and stuff. It was amazing. I was talking with a guy at work today. I was talking with a guy at work yesterday, and he was saying that his friends went out to California because they were going to make it, you know, like we tried.
Yeah, right.
And like we did.
Yeah, that's right.
And they got out there, and nobody would rent to them because they didn't have an address. And they couldn't get a job because they didn't have an address.
And so there's a little chicken and egg problem there?
Exactly. It was a huge chicken and egg problem. And I said, well, you know, what you need to do is you need to prearrange rental and say you have a job here. And then maybe there's some way to work it out.
Or you just speak Spanish.
But anyway, they were out there for a while. They finally said, screw you guys. I'm going home.
All you do is just go to one of the tanning facilities, get a little slight chocolate tan, and pretend you're an illegal immigrant. Boom, like that. You're in.
Well, that's true, too. I didn't think about that. And apparently, it's harder to get a Social Security number now, which is, I find that hard to believe, because it seems like they want to brand everybody.
That's true.
And now, in Arkansas, it is now illegal to transfer your Social Security number over the Internet.
Okay.
I wonder,
of course, what the penalty is.
Death.
Okay. Good.
Isn't it in the Social Security?
By hanging.
Isn't it in the Social Security statute that you're not supposed to use that number for anything except for Social Security?
Exactly. Not only that, it is amazing. It is illegal to require the Social Security number when it was originally passed in the 30s. It was illegal. That was the big fear, obviously. Even back then, hard to believe, this is when Justice Sutherland was on the Supreme Court. But even under the New Deal, the big deal was the people in Congress said, you know, if you have this Social Security law, the next thing you know, that people
everybody's going to want your number.
Everybody's going to want your number. It's going to be like a national ID number. Don't you know? Yeah, right. Don't you know? And they said, no, couldn't have.
No
this
way.
Is the United States, man.
We're free.
No chance.
We're
no
free.
Chance.
Get the laser imprinter.
Yeah. Exactly. So no chance. And if you go to the bank, I mean, I went to the bank one time to get a loan, and I said to them, I said, you know, it's illegal to require my Social Security number in order to get this loan. And they said, that may be, but we just decided we're not going to give you the loan anyway. It's a voluntary thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to do it, but we don't have to give you the loan either.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Go ahead and put that big wad of cash back in the safe.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So
then did you give them your SS number?
Hell yes.
Your SS number.
That was my,
SS number.
My SS number is, it's appropriately named.
Exactly.
There's no question about it. No, it's.
We're on a 40-second delay, so whatever responses you're hearing are 45 seconds or whatever old.
Good.
So don't be looking for an instantaneous response. If we just talk real slow, we can kind of, or maybe talk real fast, we can catch up to the, no, I don't know. Okay, anyway.
If we talk faster than the speed of light, will it?
All right. Now, if you're living in Michigan, don't want to be a sex offender, don't you know?
Okay,
because an email gets sent out alerting if sex offenders move into your zip code.
Ho!
Your zip code.
You know, and I'll tell you, up there in
Michigan, they got 4 or 5 zip codes.
Well, not only that, I mean, you think there's some places where the zip code's pretty damn large.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So everybody gets to know you.
There's a website I just saw where you go online and you type in wherever you are.
Right.
And it comes up and tells you where all the sex offenders are around.
Yeah, they do that here. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's familywatchdog.com or .org or something like that. Yeah.
And, of course, if you know the sex offender's cell phone number,
right,
you can track them.
Really?
Yeah, they've linked it into Google Maps or something like that.
That's a hoax.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about sex offenders, possibly.
No, okay. It's my understanding that was that a hoax?
Any cell phone thing was a hoax, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bought it. Jimmy bought it.
You didn't watch it all the way through to the end then. Try it again. Okay.
I was on a Macintosh.
That's the problem. Okay. Ohio allows now pet owners to set up trust funds for their pets. So I guess that's.
I mean, in the old days, you could
set up for anything.
You could leave your millions to your cats or something, right? So of course, I guess you'd have an.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got. 14.9 million workers make the minimum wage, which of course. 14.9 million workers make the minimum wage, and of course now they're making more.
Well, of course it's
14.8 of them will.
Yes, that's right. No, actually, probably 14. As they, I mean, I was just telling somebody the other day, I said, do you think for a second on average, I mean, just think about it, if they raise the minimum wage, is anybody in any company going to cut anybody? And it's like let me ask a question. If you raise the minimum wage, is anybody in any company going to hire anybody? Okay, we can't go there, because that means you just now increased your cost. And unless your company is expanding above and beyond that, there's no reason to do it.
In other words,
you're only looking at cutting people from having a higher minimum wage.
Well, the thing about the minimum wage, and we've talked about this a little bit before, it's totally racist, number one. It is unbelievable how that appears. But the economic fact that is overlooked, and I never see this in print, is that all money is wages. All money is wages, ultimately. And you may think when you write a check in your corporation to pay for toner or whatever your raw materials are that you break it out on your income statement. You say, well, 70% of the money we spent last year was on wages and 30% was on stuff. No, I'm sorry.
It's all wages.
The paper and the cat loader and the new truck and the gasoline, that didn't get the money. It's the people that make that stuff.
Right.
So all money is wages,
right,
which means that if you raise the wages of one group of people, somebody else is taking it in the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, and of course, the idea, ideally what you would hope is the CEO who just made $42 million gets a cut to $41 million, and that $1 million is nicely distributed at the extra $1.15 or whatever the thing is over those poor minimum wage people. The great leveling.
See, that's why I was advocating a maximum wage limit also to go along with the minimum wage.
Why?
just to freak people out.
I see. Oh, okay.
That way it would have to come from the CEO that was cut or whatever, you know.
Ah. Okay, and of course, this is the beauty of the totalitarian police state is when they can tell you all this stuff. I'm sorry, you made too much. You earned too much money. Think about it. We had this previously, before you guys were born. The marginal income tax was up to upwards of 90%,
yeah.
Which meant that a lot of people that made pretty good dough, once they got up to around $40,000 and they realized that every dollar after that they were only getting a dime, they went to Florida or someplace. They quit. They
right.
quit working.
Right.
So stuff didn't get done.
Made, right.
And it was just that simple. It is astounding to me how these geniuses up there think that they can change nature. I mean, if they're that good... I was worried. I saw something on the Discovery Channel. Big deal. Things that might happen to the Earth to kill us all. And one of them was asteroids or, you know, the big one, big as a house, big as some, you know, come in and the next mass extinction and we're all dead. And I'm thinking, you know, if these guys are that good, I would guess that these guys in Congress could pass a law against that.
Right.
And just fix it.
They should.
And just say, look, no asteroids allowed.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. Boom, done.
Right. Well, they probably just put a big fine on it. Their revenue.
It's revenue, right. That's right. They put a fine. Any asteroids that come by, we'll fine somebody. Okay, whatever it is. All right, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that that our lawmakers are doing their job as the slogan that should be, of course, on every statehouse is... I love that picture, yeah. The engineer is showing me the picture of
the stormtroopers marching with the international flags
yes.
at the parade.
It's going to be. Don't laugh.
That was a funny picture until I realized I was Homeland Security.
Gino shows up. All right. He'd be the man.
You were going to probably say no man's life, liberty, or property, or save what legislature is in session.
That is exactly what I was going to say. Thank you so much, Councillor Curtis.
Listen, there's one more piece of legislation we got to talk about, and that's that mail that mail ordinance. That is to say, there's a new hoopla about...
you think it's
yeah,
a hoopla?
Well, I got issues. Your present got confiscated by the mail people.
Yeah, I realize that.
Did you work on that at all?
No.
Okay. great.
No, I'm not contacting Homeland Security.
Yeah, right. things lightly obtained.
Well, I got your ex-girlfriend working on it, and her boyfriend and some other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. The mail thing is this. What it is every time a bill passes, the president has the option to make some notes.
What they call a signing statement.
Okay. And this president has done more signing statements than all other presidents combined.
Don't want to veto anything, for God's sakes. That veto is... Can talk about a veto stamp that is like...
Gathering dust.
No, what happened was that somebody turned the V into an N, so it's Nito.
He stamped a bunch of them,
right?
Yeah,
right.
But he thinks they're Nito.
It's a little sleight of hand by the Democrats.
Yeah.
You think?
Now
they're in power. Yay!
Sieg Heil! Honestly, I don't think he knows he has the power to veto. I think
that's probably it.
So they took the stamp and said that they took that away from him, and he believed them. So the point is, though, is that what he does, he's writing these little signing statements, and in some ways it can interpret the actual statute. He can say... I know this is a...
It depends on what the meaning of is.
Right. You know, for example...
No means yes.
Right. That's right. We're going to interpret these no's, all these no's in paragraph 12, to be yeses. And so occasionally he can do that, but he really can't get away with it. And honestly, I took a look at this one, and it doesn't change anything. He's made a little signing statement on the mail statute, which says that he's going to interpret the mail statute in such a way to allow him the most... liberal intrusion into the mail, mm-hmm. allow him the broadest powers, but he says things like consistent with law and the Constitution, and I read the whole thing, and it doesn't give him anything extra.
It really doesn't.
No.
Well, I thought, because I was reading the, of course, this was from an article in the Washington Post, the thing that I always look at is that the White House and U.S. Postal officials said the statement, the signing statement, was not intended to expand the powers of the executive branch, but merely to clarify existing ones for extreme cases. And, of course, who determines what's extreme?
Well, what he did was he used a legal phrase called exigent circumstances.
Right.
Which is what you do, what you say when you're describing a search where you don't need a warrant. You say, I don't need a warrant. There were exigent circumstances, which means like the guy was just about to flush his stuff down the toilet when you burst in. You
right.
know? So, and you knew it. You know, you heard him running to the bathroom, you know. So so it seems to imply, or you could easily infer out of there, that what he's saying is that exigent circumstances are going to exist as often as I feel like they
right.
are.
Exactly.
And therefore, I'm not going to use a warrant if I don't think I have to.
Right.
And that's true, and that he may... But he's still going to have to overcome the thing that's out there, which is the idea that you do still need a warrant.
Yeah, but who's going to know?
When stuff starts getting opened up,
I mean, who's going to know?
Well, I'll tell you who. At this point, the Democrats are in charge of Congress, and they're in charge of oversight. So if there's any issues, they're going to be hawking him. And I don't think that this is the type of statement that's he's going to use to grab any more power. I mean, he's going to do whatever he wants to do anyway.
I understand, but let me tell you what one of the critics says. It says the administration is playing games about warrants. This guy, somebody Martin said, if they are not claiming new powers, then why do they need a signing statement?
Because he does them. Because it says
he's in love with signing statements.
Well, it helps him out. There's at least something he can point to, some extra piece of paper which says, look, I said this.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose you're right. Well, as always, I on this particular article, let me just go through this last paragraph, as always. The last sentence is the one that should be cut, but it means the most. Okay. Sharp limits have been placed on the government's power to open mail since the 1970s, when a congressional committee investigating abuses found that for 3 decades, the CIA and FBI had illegally opened hundreds of thousands of pieces of U.S. mail. Among the targets, wait a minute.
Play the badges thing, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, can you find that baby for us?
Yeah. You just caught me off guard here. Here you go.
Sergeant. We don't need no stinking budget. Oh, no.
That's right.
Oh, look, here's little Jimmy. Here's your Christmas money.
I don't think so, Jimmy.
And they tape it up, inspected by Department of Homeland Security.
No, well, I mean, look, we're going to talk about
that. We found cocaine on the bills, Grandma. We're keeping it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I think there's somebody said that 90% of the bills...
We did last time.
That's right. Everybody. I'm sorry. Somebody said that. I heard somebody talking to us. I don't know. Okay, good. Among the targets were large numbers of American dissidents, including those who challenged the condition of racial minorities and those who opposed the war in Vietnam, according to a report issued by the Senate panel, known as the Church Committee. Interestingly enough, well-named, okay. Also, here's the reason, the last sentence in the article. Also surveilled was the mail of senators and congressmen. Journalist, businessman, and even a presidential candidate, the report said.
Senator so-and-so, for your protection, we went through all your mail.
That's right. Well, I mean, this is why. Hello. No, if it hadn't been for the fact that J. Edgar was surveilling and the CIA were surveilling the senators and the congressmen, nothing would have happened. They still would be open and they wouldn't have passed this. It wouldn't have mattered a hill of beans. But boy, when you hit home with the lawmakers, which is one of the reasons that for years, as you know, until the Republican Revolution, Congress didn't, you know, whenever they passed the law, they said, but we're exempt. You guys have to do it, but not us. Mm-hmm. And then
that's the slippery slope.
You think? No, well, my point is this. This is your philosopher king thing, counselor. It seems to me that in spite of the signing statement, what happens when the next guy comes along?
What do you mean?
Exigent circumstances. Next guy, the next president.
So what, he gets to use them?
Or she.
Or
or is.
Sink Hillary!
Yeah, that's true. And that's one of the things about people taking power, and somebody's going to get
a hold of it. Ratchets up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. I'm excited about that. What's next?
We need the sound effect of a ratchet.
Is that like Nurse Ratched?
Nurse Ratched.
That's what we need, is Nurse Ratched.
Let's see. The remaking of Downtown has a downside.
No.
No. Wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute.
We're not there yet.
I'm not quite there yet. No, I had. Wait a minute. Golly, days. I'm going to do a small U-turn and go back to education. Shut up. You know, I don't need this. I don't need this coming from the peanut gallery, from the sound effects guy, whatever it is. Anyway, here in Florida, they have pegged, it says system of education pegged as 31st. We're 31st in the nation, which is around average. And as we said before, out of this, we got roughly 50 states, right? So we're in the average neighborhood. We're 31st, and that's when you say
30. That doesn't tell us anything. That's non-information.
No, that is non-information. Now, 31st does not mean this 50 is not the best.
Oh.
No. See, 50 is the worst, and so 31st means we're below average in 31st. Now, they use a lot of different statistics measurements to find this out. The report's findings included a high percentage of Florida from children from low-income families, which I never have quite understood why that should matter. Supposedly, with the equal education, everything, if you're poor, rich, doesn't matter, you should be getting the same education. In fact, here in Florida, interestingly enough, we have a constitutional amendment that was passed several years ago that says in the Constitution that you are entitled, I'm surprised that nobody sued about this yet, that says you are entitled to it. It is a right
to an equal education. They have sued about it.
They have?
Yeah.
Ah.
But they can't prove that they're not getting an equal education. The schools are all funded by the same source. And
well, actually, they're not. Of course, here in Alachua County, interestingly enough, the counties...
Well, that's true. County by county. That was their argument.
Yeah, county by county. Well, here in Alachua County, our unbelievable property taxes, which are unbelievably huge, only pay for about a third of the government-run indoctrination system. And in some counties, it's almost 100%. In some counties, it's almost nothing. The state picks up the slack, so to speak. Anyway, obviously, all of the excuses come out. Florida Education Commissioner John Wynn noted that only four other states have a higher percentage of non-English speaking families. In other words, the reason we're so low is because everybody speaks Espanol here.
Well, that's a valid thing to say, but we're not so low. I mean, just because we're 31st or whatever, like you said, that's average, and it's an immaterial measure.
It is immaterial because everybody's flunking out as like crazy anyway.
Right. I mean, you know, if we're 31st on a fabulous scale, and that's great. If we're 31st on a sorry scale.
You have hit the nail on the head. And I was interested because we just got a new governor here. Charlie Crist wants to be called the education governor, as they all do.
This man is obviously a psychotic.
That's right. I love that. I watched that movie again the other day.
Which one was it?
Dr. Strangelove. It is one of the best. George C. Scott.
We are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing.
He is so cool. He is so good. And, of course, Peter Sellers, just marvelous and just unbelievable. Anyway, Governor Charlie Crist said the goal will be first, and as long as we're well-motivated, as long as we pay our teachers more, which we will, and again, here in Florida, you can say what you want, but the teachers are not... I don't believe they're underpaid. And one of the things that's nice about the teaching profession is you don't have to pay them. Teachers are dedicated. If you let them do what they're supposed to do and get out of the way, they're pretty dedicated. And we live in Florida. I got a newsflash for you, hanger dogs. I got a newsflash for you. I was lying to you earlier about the snow here. You might find that hard to believe. We got the best weather you can imagine right here today. So, you know, if you wanted to go out and teach today, you could teach in your bikini. And... you can have sex with your students. It doesn't get any better than this. This is what we do in Florida. Especially if you're related to the student. That's great.
Black where Gino is.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
Well, so he's going to pay the teachers more.
That's right. And so anyway, this is what's so great about it. The 2000 Quality Counts Report, it's called Quality Counts Report, subtitled From Cradle to Career. Connecting American education from birth through adulthood. You can call it education, I call it indoctrination. You know, I have never understood why or how. Excuse me, I'm joking.
Joe joked himself out again.
Guy, make a meat joke.
It takes 12 years to brainwash. That's how bad the education system is.
Right, right.
It takes 12 years to brainwash them.
Engineer, can hypnotize them 15 minutes.
No, I'm
exactly.
telling you, it's, we'll have them done. It's, well, I mean, it, most of the kids walk outside the school and see real life.
Right.
And undo the 6 hours of brainwashing they got. They undo 5 hours and 59 minutes of it just by walking out the door. So that's why it takes 12 years to brainwash the kids into making them believe that the government will take care of them. Almighty, all hail the government, whatever it is. And unfortunately, that's. But I love this from cradle to career. Florida leads in areas of accountability, but Steele still needs a lot of work in raising student achievement. Now, I've talked about this once before here locally. And I'm looking for the next one. The school board, by law, otherwise they wouldn't do it, has to put a report out to the county here, and they publish it in the newspaper in 2-point type or something along those lines. And it's a failure. It's an absolute admission of failure.
In the shape of an F in the.
It should be. I mean, there's no question. I mean, it's, they get a grade lower than F.
Right.
If you can imagine. I mean, this is.
G,
that's right. G, I failed. Okay. I got a score of M on mine. Okay. Anyway, here Florida lags severely behind the rest of the nation with spending for public school. Again, spending is among the lowest in the nation. This is one of the ways the state shows its commitment. You know, here's guilt trip. This is one of the ways that the state shows its commitment. The state shows its commitment, mind you. To
you
the success of meeting the challenges
please.
And of its high standards and accountability.
They don't care about kids.
And here is in Florida that Florida has failed to make the grade. I mean, what are you talking about? This is so statist. This is so commie Marxist talk you can't imagine. I mean, this is the worst.
What a load of commie bull. I'm an asshole.
It's lovely. Oh, God, I love that guy. He is so cool. So anyway, but as usual, they have all these rankings. Florida ranked above average in percentage of 3 and 4 year olds enrolled in preschool and eligible. This is, I may start the kids on the indoctrination trail at age 3.
I'm telling you, you need to get a Walkman for the womb.
That's a Walkman for the womb.
Woman.
Yeah. A woman. You know, so you can have like a little sonic thing like programming the kid while they're still in the womb, you know.
Oh, that. I thought you meant a walker.
No. A Walkman.
A Walkman. Yeah, you just put it on the.
For those of you who are in the SpongeBob age, an MP3 player.
That's right.
iPod.
There you go.
Right. iPod.
For Christ's sake,
this is a podcast.
Right. Hey, I don't use a freaking iPod. I got my own.
Hey,
thing.
I just got one, and I think they're fabulous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You
great.
Got one? Which
I got one for Christmas.
You did?
Yeah, I think it's the video one.
All right. You've been a man.
That's a does it have a video screen on it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Mm. That'll work.
Okay, so let's see. We just got a note here from the Hangar Dogs. When's Eric going to come out here and do waterboarding with me? No, snowboarding. I'm sorry, snowboarding. Hard to do. I thought he was going to take you out there and waterboard you.
Right.
A little Chinese.
Hit me with a waterboard, probably.
A little good Guantanamo thing or whatever.
Right.
Okay, Florida equal. But I love this. The state. So here we are, 3 and 4 year olds enrolled in preschool and eligible children enrolled in kindergarten. Florida equaled the national average. In fourth grade, reading proficiency was below it in the 7 remaining categories. I mean, I got a newsflash for you. So 1 out of 8, okay, and that's in the fourth grade. After that, boom. Total failure. So Florida's 57.5% graduation rate in 2003 was a whopping 12 percentage points below the number. But, I mean, state education officials have claimed high. Of course, this is what the
government. I wish that they would measure it in any way except a comparison with other stuff.
Again, this is what they do. And if you can go to the National School Board Chairman's meeting in Las Vegas or wherever they hold it, you know, on the Virgin Islands or someplace, and say, look, and point to Arkansas and say, ha ha, we're better than you. And then you come home and say, well, we're better than Arkansas. So what?
That's saying a lot.
That's, I guess, that's saying nothing. You know, that's, so anyway, state edge. So anyway, what happened was that the graduation rate measured by some standard, you know, national standards is 57.5%. But Florida says, no. It's really, you know, 71% because we're going to count some other people. We're going to count people that got their GED, which I believe in order to get your GED, you have to write for it. Or have somebody write for you.
Right.
And or by counting special education kids.
GED in Spanish.
Yeah, no doubt. Or by counting special education diplomas. Now, special education diplomas are those who in all due respect, these are retarded people who can't spell retard. And, you know, they graduate from the second grade or something, and so they count that as a graduation. Fine. God love you. Okay. So,
put them to work in NASA.
We're doomed. Ooh. Or maybe they go to NORAD with... No.
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to hear about that.
Did you see the Amazon dude launch his little rocket?
Bezos.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah. What? And? He launched it.
Yeah.
And?
282 feet.
What? No.
It went up 282 feet and came back down.
Was it thrusting?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. It's a vertical takeoff and landing. But it's eventually supposed to go into space and then come back and then land. It kind of like re-enters like an Apollo capsule, but then when it gets close to the ground, it fires thrusters and then it sits nicely back down. You refuel it and you go back up again. Pretty cool.
Is Jeff Bezos. He's going to compete with Virgin.
Yeah,
with
he's competing with everybody.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, had to have a permit.
I wouldn't, no doubt. I'm telling you.
We're going to talk about Eric's thing here, too, today, as well, maybe in the second hour.
Okay, that's right. We're coming up there. Okay, don't wait too much longer. But did they have spacesuits? Could they breathe up there, 282 feet? I mean, what happened?
No, they all passed out.
Oxygen deprivation?
And then they got the bends and all kinds of stuff.
That's right. Okay, that's
they
bad.
Went faster than 35 miles an hour, and all the wind sucked out of them. So.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, did they count this as a success?
I don't think there were humans on board.
Ah! Did they count this as a success?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Not of course. No, private people.
If I'd have said it went up and it blew apart and, you know, threw shards of metal into cars and stuff, then that wouldn't have been a success. But it went up and they could have literally refueled it.
It's not a Kato.
It's not a Kato. It's a success. Rockets don't have a lot of, like, almost successes.
But, I mean, this was...
Land shark!
Yeah, it wasn't a land shark. Boy, that would have been pretty good.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so, but, I mean, this was a rocket.
It was a rocket.
And it went up to it and came... That's amazing.
It's vertical takeoff and landing. So, in other words, it's a rocket. It has rocket motors.
Okay, so it's not like propeller rockets.
Don't know what a propeller rocket is.
I just made that up.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, well, this is exciting. So
that's the stupidest thing I ever heard come over a set of earphones.
I beg your pardon. This is the Jim and Doan show. As adults, Jim and Doan does not say stupid things by definition.
I mute my mic.
Had to mute that baby.
Okay.
Okay, moving along. Have we finished up on the Homeland Security lasers?
No.
This is astounding. Now, let me get this straight. If you happen to be one of 800 million
Chinese
persons, apparently you can walk the streets with impunity with your 5-watt laser.
Right.
And everything.
Backpack.
That's right. And you could look like that guy from
Ghostbusters.
Not Ghostbusters. I was gonna say Number Five. I'm Alive.
Okay.
That's the movie with
Johnny Five.
Johnny Five. Remember Johnny Five and
called
that was with Ali Sheedy.
Yeah.
And there was a robot that had the laser. Hey, laser breath. Whatever the robot came. You remember that one? Shut up! It was a great flick. There was two of them, actually. And the second one was as good as the first one because they had the guy from India.
Right.
Who was just do the malaprops from hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just fabulous stuff, but you don't...
Didn't see that one. I saw the one with Val Kilmer.
Right. That was the one where the lasers...
That was real genius.
Yeah,
real genius, right, where they popcorned that guy's house.
So you can have that.
Have that in China, right.
Right, no problem. But if I wanted to get a laser pointer to point at Jupiter, that's more than 5 milliwatts or something.
Yeah.
Then, no, sorry.
Well, what I thought was interesting was...
They're selling them on eBay.
Selling on eBay, and they ship to the United States. Mm-hmm. And you got a package that had been obviously...
Box-cuttered to hell.
Box-cuttered to hell.
Right.
And then re-green-taped
right.
with the stuff that looks like the police line do not cross,
right.
Except it was green, and it said Homeland Security Inspector.
Right.
Beat to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Batteries thrown back in.
Carelessly. And then a obviously ninth... generation Xerox copy with pencil marks all over it in the wrong and right places that said Homeland Security has confiscated this because you're not allowed to have it under the Food and Drug Administration.
Right. Because I didn't really want me to choke on it if I was trying to eat it, I guess.
Well, if now this was, that's because your name wasn't Linda Lovelace. And you'd gone right through, of course, if it said Linda Lovelace, right shape and size.
Right. Okay. So anyway, so we're looking into that. I'm trying to figure out. They sent me this beautiful.
You guys talked about that last time.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I did get the letter, the huge letter that, again, was written by prosecuting attorneys. You could pretty much tell.
That was the reason we wanted you here, because the prosecuting attorneys.
No, you guys hit the nail on the head. They deemed it to be a danger under the vague law, which empowers them to make deemings.
Yes.
Deemings. Nothing more than deemings.
That's right. And and they deemed the heck out of it.
The crap out of it.
Well, my thinking was, of course, that the Homeland Security guy's kid got one. But
yeah, you know, we'll see. I don't know.
We read about the paper that his neighbor got zapped in half or something with a green.
thought it was a 5 milliwatt, 150.
Right.
And they cut his kid's head off with
that's
it.
That's right. His neighbor's kid gets a, you know, get a burn across the stomach, you know, cuts in half. Local sandwich.
Exactly.
That's it. I love it.
So we're gonna
watch the San Francisco newspaper to see if some 8-year-old gets sliced in half.
He doubles as a firefighter, and he was out pointing out some dry woods, and he managed to spark a 150-million-acre fire.
That's right. Okay.
So I love the. So the question is, I guess we're going to follow this. So we're going to keep up.
Yeah, I've got.
You did write back to the guys over there in China.
Yeah. And they were trying to work it on it from there, and they believe I might be able to get it shipped back to them, and they can refund my money. But, of course, it doesn't get me the laser.
Well, now, I did send you, on eBay, there is a 20-watt.
A 20-watt laser, yeah.
20-watt that you can buy.
$100 right now.
For a couple hundred, but it was, I think it was $250, $300 was the current bid on it.
I'm going to send them, you know, my letterhead from, of course,
the Jimmy Doan Veterinary Hospital and Surgery Center.
Surgery Center. That's right. I have the letterhead photoshopped up right now. And then that will go.
We'll have a nice approval number.
Exactly. PO number, approval number.
That's right.
Everything.
And a DEA number and a Homeland Security number.
And a Homeland Security number. Just copy right off my form.
Dump, edit, dump.
The counselor.
This is the lawyer speaking. Dump the last 40 seconds.
All right, so I'm done with that. So we'll follow. I'll keep everybody posted and let you know what's happening. And if I get them in, I mean, I'm going to get like thousands of them in. I'm going to sell a crap out of them. So if you want one, let me know.
I think we ought to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to take a break here for a minute, have some songs, and we'll be back. Let's see, it's just a couple minutes before 4 o'clock here local time, and we're going to come back to the scene.
Okie doke.